98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Did you get any pocket money when you were younger?
Did I get pocket money? I definitely did at one stage.
Yeah.
I feel like it dried up after the old recession.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
But I do remember, yeah, getting some pocket money. And a lot of the time I would just spend it on going to the shop and buying some treats.
Yeah, like a little
highlight
bag
of my life.
Little bag of penny sweets.
Yeah,
delicious. I don't know if I ever got pocket money, but I, you know, like your nan or your aunt would like slip you like, you know, like 20p or 50p or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, kids aged 7 to 18 at the moment get an average of €11.50 pocket money a week.
Ooh.
According to a poll by Go Henry. I don't know who or what Go Henry is, but Go Henry. Tidying bedrooms is the most common task.
Yeah,
to get your pocket money.
I think it's a great way, I suppose, if you have a few extra bob, to get the kids to do the chores.
Yeah.
A few bits to earn the money.
I was just a bit of a freak of a child. Once we got we moved into a different house and we had our own bedrooms.
Yeah.
I just always made sure my bedroom was neat. And I was just a bit of a weirdo like that.
Yeah, I went through a phase of that and I don't know what happened. The teenage years struck and there was stuff
enough everywhere. She was too busy partying. Holidays, the most popular saving goal.
Okay.
For children.
They're saving the pocket money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Followed by birthdays and electronics.
Okay.
Yeah. Back in my day, it was a Tamagotchi.
This is it. So the pocket money is really a thing now for, I don't know what generation.
A
is
week.
That Generation Alpha?
Yeah, I think they're below the Z's. 11.50 sounds like a lot every week.
Yeah, it really does. But then, Brendan, with inflation, do you know that way?
I don't know if
20p back in our day is now 11.50, but someone could probably do the maths.
Fair play to you if you've got it to give.
Well, this is it. Yeah. Come here now. Did you see that the weather's set to improve drastically?
Thank whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was having a look earlier on. It's Saturday and Sunday this week. Like, it's looking kind of dry enough the afternoons of Thursday, Friday, but Saturday and Sunday, scorcher.
Brilliant.
24 degrees forecast on Saturday.
It is June. Thank
you. Yeah, sunny spells, a bit of cloud, and then Sunday's looking pretty fab as well. I think around 23 degrees. So
amazing.
Great news if you're heading to Taste of Dublin this weekend. We'll take that. We cannot wait.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Brian in East Wall, who says, my little win is I start with a new personal trainer this week and I'm buzzing for it.
Oh, good for you, Brian.
Come on, Brian.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Leonie has been on with a little win this morning. It's an update. She told us the other day that she was taking part in a Strictly Come Dancing competition.
Yes.
And here's the latest.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. It's Leonie giving you a little update on how Strictly night went. It was the best night ever. All the dancers were amazing. We had such a good day. So much fun was had. And the icing on the cake was that myself and Philip actually won. So I'm so happy. And so much money was raised for Shankill FC. Thanks, guys.
Leonie, congratulations.
I love the way Leonie kept that till the end. You know, she didn't lead with that.
Oh my gosh, raising money for the club and officially a Strictly
and
champion.
Trophy as well. Oh, Leonie, massive congratulations.
Please send us in a video of the dance if you do have it. We'd love to see it. Good morning to Fiona.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win this morning is that after 2 years of no holidays, I'm finally going to Tenerife tomorrow. Can't wait for it. Love the show.
Oh, Fiona, you deserve it so much.
Fiona, worth the wait. Yeah. You're going to have a ball.
Have a fabulous time. Here's Brenda.
Morning, guys. My win is last week I turned 30 and I spent it in the Amalfi Coast.
Ooh.
And this week, to celebrate it with my sister a bit later, we're going to Download Festival in Nottingham, the Metal Festival, to see Limp Bizkit and Guns N' Roses and Linkin Park. And we leave for that on Friday morning. So I think that's a win.
Oh my gosh, what a way to celebrate your 30th.
That's a big win, and definitely drag out the 30th celebration.
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed
keep
to
rolling,
do.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Here's Ronan.
My good news is I'm going on the holidays in the morning. Yes.
Oh, Ronan, we're very jealous.
Go
have
on,
a great time.
Ronan, yeah.
And Georgie's been on as well.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that I am here working with my main man, Alberto. He's the best worker ever. I can't sing his praises more than that. So I know it's going to be a good day. Huh? It's going to be a good day. Have a great day, guys.
Georgie, thank you for that.
I love your energy. Thank you.
Oh, Cass. And here's Paddy.
My little win is my daughter, a little baby, can be brought into hospital on Friday to have our baby.
You,
from
your granddad,
you. Ah, Paddy, no way.
Paddy, massive congratulations.
Guys,
granddad.
Loving all the little wins this morning. Leonie, like a Strictly champion, granddad.
It's
Alberto
all go.
In the car. Everything's going on. Leonie, Fiona, Brenda, Ronan, Georgie, Paddy. We're sending you out some IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitz and glamour.
Fab prizes.
And a touch of chaos.
98FM.
Welcome one and all to your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy, your chance to win incredible prizes, a very long list of them indeed. All you got to do to win is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as us. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan with the prize details.
Win an air fryer,
a trampoline,
a curly blow dry,
Nido,
a butcher's voucher,
a garden trimmer,
a 150 euro fuel card,
dry robes,
a slushy machine,
a Dublin Bay goat boat tour,
an egg chair,
water blasters,
a hostile shave,
and get your order in with this takeaway voucher.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, lots of spice, spice.
That was me slurping on the slushy machine, by the way.
That's what I was thinking. Good morning to Niamh, who's on the Navan Road playing Matchy Matchy. Niamh, how are you?
We're good.
Niamh, who are you with this morning?
My son, Brooklyn.
What age is Brooklyn?
Nine.
Nine.
Hello, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Good morning.
Guys, what's the plan for the day?
Go to school.
Off to school. Hopefully win a few prizes before you go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Niamh and Brooklyn, have you had to think about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Yeah.
Who's it going to be?
Brandon.
Thank you so much. It's been forever. That's adorable.
Oh, Brendan is over the moon, Brooklyn. Oh, he thinks he's won already. I'll tell him that when he comes back. Okay, guys, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy is team.
Team
work.
Team work. Your second word, space.
Ship.
And your third word this morning, smart.
Smart. Smart. Phone.
So we have team, work, space, ship, and smartphone. Niamh and Brooklyn, are you happy to lock in those three words?
Yeah.
I love it. We're locking them in. Very decisive. And Brendan's coming back to the soundproof booth. The man is over the moon. You should see his face.
Thrilled.
Smiling from ear to ear.
Took me
grinning.
A while to find it. It's been so long, guys.
Niamh and Brooklyn said they felt sorry for you.
But guys, you know what? If that's how I get to the soundproof booths, I don't care.
The sympathy vote.
Yeah.
No, Brent, I'm thrilled for you, okay?
Thanks.
You're back in the hot seat.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No.
First word
just
of Matchy Matchy.
God, guys.
Team.
Team. Team player.
Your second word. Space.
Space jam.
And your third word, Brendan. Smart.
Phone.
Brendan O'Loughlin, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Niamh and Brooklyn on the Navan Road? Oh, guys, sadly not.
No.
You did both say smartphone.
Did we?
So
great.
One, you got one this
Brilliant.
Morning, which is good. After team, the guys went for work and then they said spaceship.
Spaceship is brilliant, mm-hmm. and so is teamwork. Niamh and Brooklyn, thank you for the sympathy vote. I'm only thrilled to get to go to the soundproof booth. Sorry we didn't do it. We had fun though, and we will send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much
Thanks,
for playing.
Guys. Have a great day.
Brendan, how's it feel to go back into the booth?
I'm thrilled. I forgot what it looked like. It's been so long.
Oh, listen. listen, this is it.
Hopefully, maybe, that's the start of things to come now.
Maybe tomorrow you'll be back in again.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
You might have been listening right now and you could have matched three with Brendan. Would you like to come on air and play Matchy Matchy and try and win those incredible prizes, including a slushy machine, an air fryer, and a takeaway voucher? We'd love to hear from you. WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about sheep.
I am. Start with that. A round of applause, please, for a fella from Wicklow named Sean Dunn.
Go on, Sean.
Sean has just been named the top sheep shearer in New Zealand.
Wow.
Here is the moment the 20-year-old took the junior title.
The top-ranked junior shearer for 25-26 season is Sean Dunn.
Now, ruffled a bit of wool has our Sean.
Why?
He's the first non-New Zealander to win.
Oh, I see.
By his own admission, he says he's not really sure how his competitors took it. You know, kind of fuming now with the Irish lad coming over here. Now, I love that Sean, the sheep shearer's name is Sean, because there's a Wallace and Gromit character named Sean the Sheep.
He's Sean the Sheep. He's Sean the Sheep. He even mucks about with those who cannot bleat.
I really need to watch Wallace and Gromit, especially after Feathers.
Yeah, Feathers McGraw. At Christmas time, he was like...
that meme of him turning dress up around.
What did he dress up as? He was petting a baby seal.
Yes.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Sean the Sheep, apparently such a breakout character in Wallace and Gromit that he got his own series with that theme tune.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, to win, Sean the shearer, not the sheep, had to shear five sheep as quickly and as cleanly as possible. He says it's physically demanding and you get quite fit. He's been shearing sheep for 3 years. And thinks he's shorn about 70,000 in that time, right? He started here. He's done two
70,000?
Seasons. 70,000? That's a lot. Started here, has done two seasons in New Zealand and one in Norway. And he says the sheep in New Zealand are harder to shear because they're woolier than the ones that are here.
Oh, they're fluffier.
It takes between 90 seconds, that's probably an Irish one, and 3 minutes for a hairier one in New Zealand.
Well done, Sean.
Yeah, fair play to Sean. His dad and his granddad were also championship
shearers. Oh, runs in the family.
Finally this morning, Denmark has just held its 2026 Mullet Championship.
Sorry.
Bit of a niche event in Denmark.
Yeah, but just, I mean, the mullets made a huge comeback though.
Yeah, but only 12 people entered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people do you know with a mullet?
A few. Well, you see them knocking around Dublin now, don't you?
Yeah.
I probably don't know
12.
No,
maybe
I
one
don't
or
know.
Two.
Yeah. Anyway, a bit of a wild competition. For some unknown reason, one man who was on stage to have his haircut judged was simultaneously inhaling hot dogs. And from the videos I watched, I'm fairly certain another was squeezing what looked like salad cream all over his bare chest.
What?
No, I've no idea what was going on, right?
No, this just took a turn.
I was watching it be like, what is going on here? Denmark's Mullet Championship came about in a really funny way as well, right?
Yeah.
A fella named Stefan wanted to grow a mullet because he got a hair transplant and he was absolutely thrilled with the results.
So he decided to grow a mullet. If you had any desire to do that yourself, Brendan?
I mean, my hair transplant's plural. Like, I've come on quite well. I don't know if I have
a
mullet in me.
I think you could rock a business in the front, party in the back.
Anyway, he was so thrilled with the transplant and his mullet that he wanted to enter America's, like, original mullet competition.
America's Next Top Mullet.
That would be a great name. Anyway, here's what he said.
But you have to be an American citizen to do that. So I was, okay, I have to do it on my own.
So he couldn't enter to America, so he brought it to Denmark himself. This fella, Bobby, is one of the judges.
I'm a trained hairdresser, so it's not that I'm looking for only really short and really long in the back.
Mm.
I like the finesse. I like the twist. I like the nostalgia.
Yeah.
I like if it looks ridiculously or maybe like ugly in a beautiful way.
Ugly in a beautiful way. In the end, a 43-year-old construction worker named Thomas took the top prize.
It just feels amazing. I have to
I think I just need to let it sink in, but it's, yeah, I'm just so happy.
Was he the fellow who was eating the hot dogs or spraying the salad cream?
No, I'll tell you what Thomas did. He wasn't either of those. He wowed judges by frantically jumping up and down on a small trampoline while wearing a neon green leotard and a bright orange headband.
Oh, a performance as well.
No, lads, it was all going on at the Denmark Mullet Championship.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Dublin's best music mix. This is 98FM. It's Rebecca and Brendan here on the Big Breakfast.
And we are the official radio station of Taste of Dublin this year, kicking off this week. World-class dishes and masterclasses at 98FM's Taste of Dublin music stage is going to be there across the weekend as well. And we are joined right now by Erica Drum, who's going to be hosting the cooking demonstrations all weekend. Erica, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Good.
Oh, we're good. This is our favourite weekend of the year. I can't believe the big week is here. Tell us what's happening at the cooking demonstration stage at Taste of Dublin.
So if you've seen it before, you'll know that it's non-stop. We've got demos in the day session and in the night session from some amazing chefs that we know and recognise, but also some chefs that we might not have seen before on stage. Like we've got Amai by Victor, so that's going to be their first time on stage. Gorgeous Brazilian restaurant. We've got Kwanji Chan, who we know well. He's amazing. Grania Mullins, who does her chocolates. Like it's just non-stop and it's packed. You learn but also have fun while you're at the stage, you know.
How much fun is it getting to host those demonstrations? Are you hands-on? Like, do you get involved?
I absolutely do. I have to say, I pinch myself, particularly this time every year, because I'm very busy. This is going to be my fourth time hosting this stage. And I honestly, this is my calling. Like, I love it so much. I'm like, how can I make a Taste of Dublin every weekend?
Yeah.
Just so that I can do it all the time. It is so much fun for me. Food is everything. And I talk about food my whole life. But when I get to do it on a stage, having the crack, learning and enjoying it with people in front of us. You know, a lot of us are on our social media, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I love that too. But where you're with people and, like, you know, you're buzzing off the audience and the chefs who come on stage, some of them might be a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Some of them might have done it loads of times. You know, you have a big mix. Like we've Marcus O'Leary, you know Marcus.
Marcus is brilliant.
Fantastic.
Like, Gift to the gab.
Gift to the gab. We'll do it in his sleep. But the audience, they're eating out of his hands, you know, like things like that. Like it's just so much fun. So I really enjoy it.
And there's going to be so many restaurants there at Taste. Is there a particular spot you're looking forward to sampling, or maybe one of your favourites is there?
Well, I absolutely adore Shakumaku, I have to say. All their food. Like, so I could literally eat every single dish. I have to give a shout out to my pals, the King Citric lads who do Kelly's Oysters. If you ever pass them at Taste of Dublin, they're having the crack all weekend. I always say to you, are your arms not falling off? They're just shucking oyster afterwards. 3,000 they might go through. Like, it's crazy. And then there's another chef called Quavon Debris. He makes gorgeous, it's called the Salt Project. And he would use Irish seasonal food, which I'm all about, and then make them. So every time he's like a nomad food truck, and he has his own market garden in his house in Kildare. So anytime he goes anywhere, he'll use his bits and then what's local and in season. So his stuff's always really good. But it's all good, guys.
Yeah, it's great. We love Taste every single year. We cannot wait now for this week. You are about to release your debut cookbook.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's been in the making, I'd say, for about 8 years. I've been emailing and trying to get it going. And I'm so delighted that it's finally coming to fruition. It's called Dinner, so it's pretty self-explanatory. You'll have to have me back on the show when it comes out.
Absolutely.
It's called Dinner and it's part of the Blasta book series. So it's a small A5 books, which are quite handy, very giftable, which I think is great coming up to Christmas. It'll be out October 29th, but pre-orders now, and really, really helps in terms of my, you know, preempting what sales will happen afterwards, is people getting the pre-orders in. And it's lovely because you might get it the day before it hits the shops and it comes in your, you know, you give yourself a future present.
Yes, this is it. So, can you give us a sneak peek at any of the recipes in Dinner?
Yeah, I can, of course. Like, I've done it kind of in categories of the type of day you're having. Yeah. So, not based on your mood, but also based on, like, if the weather's crappy, rainy days. So there's a good bit of, I've got carbs in there, like a whole section on carbs.
Love it.
Pasta dishes with noodles, love those. My ultimate dinner is the Parmigiana with aubergine. Some people might think aubergine's gross, but I think it's fabulous. And if you make this, you'll love it. I've got breakfast for dinner in there. I've got date night dinner.
Breakfast for dinner. Yeah. Sometimes you're like, give me a fried egg.
Yeah,
a
waffle. Yeah. From a packet, like, that's not in my book.
Erica, what do you mean?
Sorry. So you take it out of the pots. You can air fry it or toast
it in the toaster. How excited are you about the wider food scene in Dublin at the moment? Like, what are the places you love going to?
Isn't it non-stop? Like, we are just, and you think, you know, things getting more expensive that we'd lose. I was just passing my pal's place that's about to open on Drury Street, more so, where he's going to make the most amazing sandwiches, and you guys working close by. It's me.
Sorry, we're always on the hunt for a new sandwich.
This is with Manny.
Yeah, so Kieran McGonagall owns Manny Pizza, and he's obviously mastered the pizza, and it's fabulous. The Roman style, where it's crunchy and puffy. His carbonara slice is like one of God's. He's now making the ultimate sandwiches for every time of the day. I'd say, like, you could buy one and have half for lunch and half for dinner.
Yeah,
there's a chef, bit of banging, I don't know if you guys know Tom.
We had Tom in on the show last week, and he was telling us all about his sandwiches, and I saw his videos, mega viral.
Yes, exactly. And Tom is, and he's actually going to be cooking at Taste of Dublin for the first time.
Yes,
he'll be on the stage with me, which I can't wait. But Tom has been consulting with Kieran, helping him make the sandwiches for this, what will be a viral sandwich shop. I can see it.
Okay, well, we'll definitely be there. It's on the doorstep of work.
This is it. Erica, you're so passionate about food and cooking. What would be your dream starter dinner and dessert?
I don't know. Do you know Coppinger Row?
Yes.
It's like my I used to work there for 5 years. I was front of house before it changed, but it's still as amazing as ever. And they have a dish called the crab and crayfish. It used to come with just toast. It's one of my favourite items of all time. And then my main would be my aubergine parmigiana, but cooked by someone else.
For you.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yep. From dinner, your new book. Yeah.
That's so bad.
My recipe cooked for me. Yes.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
With a slice of lovely fresh bread with enough butter that I can see my teeth marks as I take the bite.
Lovely.
Yeah, and then dessert would probably be like either tiramisu or chocolate mousse. I'm quite simple.
Love a tiramisu.
Great combination there.
They're just classics.
Yes.
Erica Drum, we cannot wait to see you all weekend at Taste of Dublin.
Come
we're gonna say hi. We will be saying hi. We're going to have a ball. We'll see you at the demonstration stages at Taste this weekend at Merrion Square. Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you, guys. Can't wait.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.